Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
This is a game I like, but I don't love. But I want to start on something principle-wise. I do not need football at 9 a.m. on a Sunday. I don't live in Los Angeles or Portland or San Francisco. I do not need 9 a.m. football halfway across the globe on some European soccer field with a bunch of fans who are paid to wear jerseys that they don't even know the players. I don't need this. Vikings laying 2.5 to the Jets. It's just a personal thing. I don't need this. You like this, don't you?
I was going to say, who's it hurting? Who's it hurting? You don't have to watch it. Who's it hurting?
Well, technically I do.
Well, yes. Yeah, my point, though, is like, if the average guy's going, I agree with Mike, no one's forcing you to watch this game. If it's your team, it's the one game of the week you're going to watch. Everybody else, sleep in, catch the second half.
But it's also a game you're taking away from the Octo box later in the day. Mm. I don't like bleeding these cards out. And then you end up in a 4 p.m. window with two games.
No, but what they need to do, and it happens some weeks, take from the one, don't move it up, move it down. I like a more balanced 1 and 4 o'clock.
Now that I agree with. All right, let's get to the game. The Vikings are the darling in the league right now. Undefeated. They look fantastic. Sam Darnold, 11 touchdowns, 3 picks, about 1,000 yards passing. He's an NFL MVP candidate at the quarter pole. The Jets, way more uneven. 2 and 2. Aaron Rodgers, Salah, weird shit stuff. You feel like by the time we record this podcast, like next week, Devontae Adams is going to be a Jet, but he's not right now. I leaned Jets here on a bounce back spot. That was a clown car. I mean, I had the Broncos plus 7.5, but like, I didn't expect to win the game 10-9. Don't you bounce back here?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I was looking Jets. Now, this Roger Saleh thing, unless I'm missing more, it all stems from the comments post game about the cadence.
Yeah.
Saleh's like, we got to change the cadence. And Rogers is like, well, perhaps, or we could hold these guys accountable and run the team the right way. It's like, Okay, well.
This is going great.
And I'm sure New York small media market didn't pick up on it or anything.
Not at all.
Okay. Yeah, that's scary. But I looked at this and thought, the Vikings aren't this good, right? Right? They're not going to win every game every week, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like X's and O's, Salah's defense is that we don't have to blitz. We can drop guys in coverage. We've got good corners to match up with the Vikings. It felt like a Jets play to me. And No one's touching the Jets. This game feels like a Jets play.
It would be Jets or pass. Here's my problem. A lot of the value in the numbers, toast.
It was 4, right?
Right. Now you're taking 2s and 2.5s. I mean, I think the Jets are an attractive teaser, but I don't want to bet them south of a field goal. But yeah, if I had to pick this game, it would be Jets. You could file Jets into the teaser pile for me.
Okay, we'll put it down
and
there.
And you would cross a key number. You'd be getting north of 7. Powerful number in a game. You know, halfway across the globe, you would expect the under to be the play there as well, which in our world, it always is. I think 7.5 could be a powerful number if we could grab 2.5 plus a 5 or 5.5 point tease.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Jets are pass, but again, it's like not love, I'm passing.
Yeah, same.